Hi, and welcome to this pre-Halloween, quasi-festive audio boo. Today, I'm talking about information quality training. Well, data protection training as well, or data governance training. Heck, we're just talking about training. And we want to demonstrate today why the answer to the question, what if we train them and they leave, should always be, as W.R. Deming put it, what if you don't train them and they stay? The content of this recording is relevant to information quality, data protection, data governance, and information security as well, but I'm not going to talk too much about information security. I'm going to focus on information quality, data governance, and data protection. One of the key things is that it's intuitive to everyone that if you train someone to do a job better, they will do the job better. The key problem here is identifying what people need to be trained in and how you need to train them. In many cases, organizations seem to adopt an approach with data that, because it's just data, it's simple. Those of us who are involved in the data science world know that that is most definitely not the case. A research PhD thesis published by Dublin City University recently by my friend Mary Levi's conducted an empirical study of the effectiveness and the effect of basic information quality training in a healthcare environment. I won't bore you with the details because we only have 5 minutes in a boo, but among the things that Mary found in her PhD thesis, which if you Google PhD thesis training information quality DCU, you should find it. If not, just DM me and I'll send you the link. Amongst the things she found in her research was that there was a statistically significant difference in accuracy between research groups, between the control group and the experimental group, with a reasonably high level of statistical significance. The results suggest that subjects who are trained in information quality dimensions, who understand that information quality is a thing you can measure, has different characteristics, did statistically significantly better in accurately recording information after the training. So let's just restate that one. People who were trained in information quality principles did better in recording quality information. These are the data creators. These are the people you want to get to. So, if you're thinking about who to train, or how to train, or what to train, maybe you should go to Gemba. And maybe you should institute training in the job and on the job. A bit like W. Edwards Deming advised in his 14 points. Of course, we can pick one PhD thesis and say, this backs up our position. But wouldn't it be great if we could find some industry research that also backs up our position? Well, what a coincidence. IDC recently published some research on the effectiveness and influence of training in all aspects, or any aspect, of data management. They found that delivery of training in relevant data management skills and disciplines, be it data protection, data governance, information quality, etc., increased the ability of trainees to perform their functions by a significant order of magnitude, between 50 and 90%. So hang on a second. A 50 to 90% productivity boost by investing in training. That must have been a heck of a lot of training. According to the information the IDC published, their finding is aware that even 24 hours of training could lead to a significant productivity and performance boost in the execution of data quality tasks in particular. In data quality tasks, they were talking a significant order of magnitude of improvement. So, what if you don't train them and they stay? Well, things aren't going to get any better, are they? And if you think about the information security world and the data protection world, where 69% of data security breaches are at their root down to a failure to secure the human, there is a massive business case and benefit in training staff. Which is why, in the next couple of weeks, next couple of days even, my company will be announcing its training calendar for 2013. Keep your eyes open, people, because we've got courses on all aspects. Thank you.